For the 12th straight week, the Texans go to the podium after a loss. This is the Sonic Game Recap, and they take you inside what happened at Indianapolis.
We just weren't able to make any plays. There's a lack of execution. Penalties, drop balls, things like that. So that's pretty much it.
After so many games where you guys were in the game and couldn't win it, to get kind of manhandled today, that obviously doesn't make it any better, I would assume. But is it just continuation of all the bad things that have been happening this season?
Things just continue to go bad for us. We're not helping it any. So just with the penalties and, lack of execution and stuff like that. So when you have those things happen, it sounds like a broken record, but, you continue to lose. So that's pretty much it.
They seem to have a pretty good key on what you guys are trying to do on top of it. I mean, it seems like they kind of locked in on Case and were able to read what he was trying to read. Did you see it that way as well?
We play them twice a year. They know us very well. We know them. And teams, everybody's going to game plan. And they find out the things you like to do and stuff like that, and they break different players down. And they had to beat on us today. So we have to give them credit.
This is y'all's worst offensive game in a while. How surprised were you that you didn't play better?
Several factors, that weigh into that. We just gotta get back on track. First half we was running the ball pretty well, so I feel like that was a positive. When you run the ball well like that, that usually helps, with our play action game. We just gotta keep building on the little positives that we do have.
You talked about several factors. Can you talk about what factors went into it?
It's obvious, I don't really have to talk about it. I know the factors of what's going on here.
Why do you think penalties have been as big a problem these last two games, more so than any other games this season?
Maybe because people are trying to make plays, trying to get the ball early, trying to get a sack, sometimes maybe forcing things, trying to make something happen. And then some of them are just dumb, like line up in a neutral zone, just dumb penalties. And, teams, you can't win in this league when you're constantly, killing yourself.
You were penalized for throwing the ball at Mathis. What happened?
It wasn't Mathis. No, it wasn't Mathis. It was another guy that came in and jumped on me after the play. And then he slapped the ball out of my hand as I was getting up into my face. He slapped the ball into my face. And so, I tossed it at him. I didn't cock back and beam it at him. Just tossed the ball at him and flag, which added insult to injury.
Was that a mistake by the officials?
Well, he apologized for it afterwards, but it didn't matter. Yeah, he apologized for it.
And you had a holding call today that you didn't agree with either.
No, not too much. Me and Wade had a double team, and Wade got a pretty good shot on the guy. And in our double team, there was some foot traffic, and I tripped over a foot and fell and, actually disengaged the guy to catch myself. Like I said, Wade got a pretty good shot on him, and the guy fell to the ground on top of me. And they said I pulled him to the ground with me. It happens, It's. I wish it didn't happen, but it's part of the game. You got to learn to play through it.
How hard is it to believe where this team is at this juncture?
It's tough. It's very tough to swallow. Coming into the season, we felt like we was going to be a lot better team than what we're showing right now, and just things haven't been able to go our way. So. You just try to stay as positive as you can and just go out there and continue to play hard.
What was it like working with Vance today?
It was awesome, man. We felt like he did a good job play calling. We didn't go out there and execute it the way we should have. So it happens that way.
Are you still amazed at the penalties?
Yeah, man. I feel like we did some good things out there, and some of the penalties, they may have been questionable, may not, but I felt like we played hard, so that type of stuff happens.
I just think we didn't hold up at times, and it seems like everything's going wrong for us right now, and we're at rock bottom right now, I would say, and if this team's character, we can turn it around. We have the guys to do it, and everybody believes it.
There's a lot of frustration showing during the course of that game.
Yeah, it's not pretty out there, and everybody wants to win, and everybody's a competitor on this team, and, you know, when things aren't going right, you know, tempers flare, and, you know, that's part of the game, but, you know, we got to come back and, you know, finish strong out here with Denver coming in.
So Wade Bray just said he gave you a couple of heads up, but sure. Never changed anything.
No.
How do you feel about your first game making the calls?
I felt fine about it. You know, I was proud of the guys for, you know, just fighting through and playing, you know, playing the whole game. But I felt fine. You know, in the first series, they changed some things. They lost their fullback, so that was a little different for us. So, you know, a couple things changed, but I felt fine after.
The heads up that he gave you, was that good?
Sure it was. It was a couple third downs where it was a runner pads deal, and, you know, he called run, and it was run.
The second half was better than the first. Was
sure
that
was.
Because of the players, or were you more comfortable?
Well, not the players. Players play. You know, our calls hadn't changed in 3 years. So, you know, players play. Even the first half, we had a big penalty again on the PI for a big play and a one pass for a big play. In the first series they scored, we had two penalties again. So, you know, it's the same story for our team. It's penalties. You know, it's, and that's an issue.